Jeremiah chapter 35, verses 1 to 19. The Rechabites. Now the Rechabite family were in a position where they did not drink alcohol. This was their position. My guess is it was well known. We do not drink wine. Now, why is this? Well, their forefather, Jonadab, had given a command to his descendants, his family, his clan. You get this in verse 6. Our forefather Jonadab, son of Rechab, gave us this command. Neither you nor your descendants must ever drink wine. You must never build houses, sow seed, or plant vineyards. You must never have any of these things, but must always live in tents. And then you will be blessed. You will live a long time in the land where you are nomads. And the fact is that these Rechabites, verse 8, we have obeyed everything our forefather Jonadab, son of Rechab, commanded us. They had come into the city, Jerusalem, during the war when Babylon was attacking, but they had never drunk wine. They had never built houses. They had never had vineyards, fields, or crops. We have lived in tents and have fully obeyed everything our forefather Jonadab commanded us. And so on. Now, Jeremiah is told by God to bring these Rechabites into the temple and offer them wine. And he does set wine before them. Drink some wine, he said. He encouraged them to take some alcohol. But verse 6, they replied, "We don't." Our father, forefather, Jonadab, gave us this commandment. He gave us promises with the commandment. We believe the promises. We obey the commandment. We do not break the word that has been laid upon us by our forefather, Jonadab. Verse 12, the punchline is obvious. Verse 12, then the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah, saying, here we go. This is what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, says. Go and tell the men of Judah and the people of Jerusalem, will you not learn a lesson and obey my words, declares the Lord. Jonadab, son of Rechab, ordered his sons not to drink wine, and they have kept this commandment. To this day they don't drink. They don't drink wine because they have obeyed their forefathers' command. But I have spoken to you again and again and again and again. I have sent prophet after prophet after prophet. And they've called you to turn from your wicked ways. They've called you to come back to me. Obey my law. Keep my covenant. Return to the covenant. Get rid of the idolatry. Get rid of the paganism. But you have not paid attention. I've made promises to you about the land. I've promised to you if you'll come back, I'll receive you and bless you. But you have not paid attention or listened to me. The descendants of Jonadab, son of Rechab, have carried out the command their forefather gave them. But these people, my people, Israel, Judah, have not obeyed me in my law and kept my covenant. Therefore, two consequences. Verse 17. Therefore, this is what the Lord God Almighty, the God of Israel, says. Listen, the consequence for Judah is the destruction, the disaster that I have warned them of. I will do what I have said. I will perform what I have promised, what I have pronounced. I called to them, but they wouldn't listen. Therefore, I will bring them into judgment. And secondly, a promise for the Rechabites. God will honor the Rechabites because they had kept their forefathers' commandment. And he would bless them and honor them. Of course, you tie this, the Rechabites, in with the slavery. The slavery issue, which we looked at in a previous discourse, the Jews had made their vows about the slaves, but they'd gone back. They couldn't keep their word. They wouldn't obey the command of God. They couldn't keep their own word, let alone God's word. Here with the Rechabites, you can see today. The lesson is plain and obvious. The people were disobedient. They wouldn't listen to the prophets, they wouldn't learn, and therefore there were consequences to come. What's the lesson today? Exactly the same. Are we a disobedient people in the churches? Some would say no. I say we are. Are there faithful preachers raised up? God be praised, there are. There are men, and they have been in the past too, who have raised their voices against such goings on. Men and women who have tried to stand for God in this. But will we learn as a people? Will the evangelicals return from their paganism into the covenant of God, the covenant of Christ, the new covenant, the law of Christ? Because we are going to the world for the churches now, for evangelism and all these church activities. We are a pagan people now, more than a biblical people, the way we're going on, and it will get worse and worse. Will we learn? Will we listen to God's word coming, calling us back to the scriptures? Be ye separate, says the Lord. Come out from among them. Touch not the unclean thing, and so on. Will we learn? If the answer is no, there will be consequences. I believe God will honor his faithful stewards. Well done, good and faithful servant. Yes, like he honored the Rechabites. Will there be consequences of the church? There will. Revelation 2 and 3, the candlesticks can be removed. And they will be removed. Look at North Africa. Look at the West now. If we carry on, we shall lose the gospel in the West. And the Dark Ages will come again to us. Oh, that's exaggerated. That's alarmist. Well, we shall see, won't we? That's what my fear is. So what's the call today? Who will be a Rechabite? Not to do with Jonadab's vow. Who will be a Rechabite for God and keep his covenant and obey his law, the covenant of Christ and the law of Christ? Who will stand for God? Who will stand for him in this degenerate age, when all around is sinking away and sliding away into a carnal, entertainment, social kind of Christianity? Who will stand for God, Christ's covenant, and Christ's law? May God honor all such, I'm sure he will. May he raise up a stalwart band who will lift up their voices and stand for God in this degenerate and declining age, this dying age. May God bless us indeed, for Christ's sake. Amen.